Well, hello, this is Bill Knight.
And I'm Jim Harrington. We're away this week. We're taking some time to recharge our batteries so that we can come back feisty, and it's going to be a busy few weeks to election.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, you know, when we get back, there's going to be the Trump sentencing. Does he go to jail or not go to jail? While we've been gone, has something happened? If it does happen while we're gone, we will get our headsets on and microphones on and give you an update from the road. But other than that, that's about it, except that we do have a best of for you that I think you're going to like.
So, without any further ado, here is one of our favorite programs. Well, hello there. It's another day. I'm Jim Harrington.
And I am Bill Knight. It's Thursday. That's what another day is.
It is Thursday. Yep, it is Thursday. All day long, actually, yeah.
Until midnight.
Yes. Well, they pulled the plug, so to speak, on Merrick Garland in Congress yesterday. Kind of interesting. You know, Bill, this is weird. They called him in contempt, Merrick Garland.
Right.
The Attorney General. Then they depend upon the Department of Justice to enforce it. And Merrick Garland controls what? The Department of Justice. So they're saying, well, odds are they're not going to enforce it. Hey, guys, but, you know, there is one little loophole.
Anna
Paluma. What's her name? Anna Paulina Luna. I thought for a second it was the old George Baker selection.
Baker selection, yeah. Well.
Yes. Anyway, Anna Paulina Luna said, well, there's another thing we're going to do, and I'm going to try to force it. It's inherent contempt, congressional inherent contempt.
Then they lock him up in handcuffs.
Yes.
And take him away.
That's right. You're saying who locks him up? They send over, I guess, is it the congressional guards or what are they? Capitol Police go over and get him or something? Or?
Yeah, and you know who, but then, you know, who controls the Capitol Police? Pelosi, you know? So I don't know.
Nah, not anymore. Not anymore,
but no. They're probably still loyal to her. I don't know what's going on there. It's going to be fun to watch. But it's going to be a circus show.
Here's the report that we heard. By the way, I should point this out. I don't know what the trend is nowadays, but a lot of people who don't have any business doing this will take, not on this piece here, but in a couple coming up, they'll take a piece of audio and they'll stick music behind it. You know, It's like, oh, well, I think a lot of little music behind that. And it's really annoying, but they do it. But it's what we can get, you know. When you search the internet for that audio, if all you can find is that clip with audio behind it, well, you make
do
with
that
what you
on
have.
Purpose, you know, because they want to put their taint on it, and that's what they do.
Well, they tainted all right. Here's the Fox report on the contempt. Listen.
Every single Republican in the House voted yes for this contempt, except for one, Ohio Congressman David Joyce. He bucked his party and voted no. What's next? That's what everyone's wondering, because in terms of a contempt, it is up to the DOJ now to decide whether they're going to press charges, go after their boss. It's very unlikely that they do that, and House Republicans know that, which is why Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna of Florida has vowed that she will try to force a vote on an inherent contempt. This is different from what we just saw here on the House floor this evening. An inherent contempt basically means, if it passes, that the House Sergeant at Arms will then be forced to go and arrest AG Merrick Garland because he is now in contempt. She can use a privilege motion to bring that to a vote in the next two legislative days, but we've had eyes on her right after she voted on the House floor, and she has not stayed and done that just yet. She might still be trying to gather support for that.
And here's Anna Paulina Luna explaining what she's doing.
During my time off for maternity, after I was told that I could not vote, I actually spent that time reading the House Rulebook and Manual. And there's something that hasn't been used since the early 1900s called inherent contempt of Congress. It's actually something that any one individual member reserves. The Attorney General thought he was above the law and did not comply not just with one subpoena, but with two subpoenas. Those are subpoenas from both Chairman Jordan and Chairman Comer. I want to read this to you because ultimately, if in 10 days the Department of Justice does not do their job and hold the Attorney General responsible, just like they would any other American, I think that it should be our job in the House of Representatives to bring an inherent contempt proceeding against the Attorney General, of which I've already filed that privilege motion over a week ago. I would like to read it real quickly in saying that resolve that if in 10 days after the passage of this report, the Department of Justice has failed to indict Attorney General Garland, the Speaker of the House of Representatives shall issue his warrant commanding the Sergeant-at-Arms or his duty to take into custody the body of the said Attorney General Garland, wherever found, and bring him to the said Attorney General Garland before the bar of the House of Representatives, then and there to provide documents, materials, and answer such questions pertinent to the matter under inquiry as the House of Representatives may order the Speaker of the House of Representatives to propound, and to keep the said Attorney General Garland in custody to await further orders of the House of Representatives. This is something that we reserve as an authority in order to bring back order to a House that has seemed to have forgotten it.
Smart young lady. By the way, that music is annoying, you know.
But yeah, it is. In the end, to bring up at the end to the crescendo, somebody thought they were being clever and being cleverly stupid. But yes. I think it could happen today that she does it. What's interesting is that she took the maternity leave to do some studying and found, wait, I can use this. Democrats like to, well, we found this old prehistoric buried under a dinosaur law that we're going to resurrect. Well, this is not prehistoric and buried under a dinosaur. It's just something that has been forgotten. And, you know, Merrick Garland and the DOJ, you know, DOJ self-investigated and stuff like that. But it is not up to them to exonerate themselves. It is not up to Merrick to exonerate himself. It is not up to the news media to exonerate anybody. He's done something that is wrong, needs to be held accountable. Now, if he's found innocent, well, that's a different thing.
Now, let me explain something to our leftist listeners out there who are saying, oh, come on, why should he go to jail? Well, let me explain why. There are two standards now in our country. I point to Peter Navarro, who was a advisor to the president, and he maintained that his conversation was privileged, his communication with the president, and he was under executive privilege. And Congress said no. And he ended up going to jail. He's in jail now. Peter Navarro is in jail now. This is a guy who has never seen the inside of a jail till now. He's a Republican, okay? Steve Bannon, who is a very close advisor to President Trump, he claimed the same privilege, and he leaves on July 1st for jail. Now, let's go to the other side of the aisle. Eric Holder. Eric Holder, right? He gets a contempt of Congress. He laughs at it, and he gets a pat on the wrist, and that's it. I believe Hillary was in contempt. But the thing is this. They don't suffer any kind of punishment on the left for doing the exact same thing.
But it came at a time when the left had held all the cards. They were in power. True?
Yeah, that's true. But so I'm just talking about law. I'm not talking about parties right now. I mean, they both got the same ruling. They were in contempt of Congress. And well, they both did
I
the
only
same.
Pointed out because the left is going to go, oh, see, it's politics right there. Well, you've been doing that all the time, so we're just taking a guilty guy and saying, all right, you know, tit for tat. No, it's not. He's guilty. We're going to hold him responsible.
Listen.
You know, you made up stuff to hold people responsible for. This is not made up.
If they don't, you know, they're saying they're fair and justice is blind and, you know, everything is equal. Well, now is your chance to prove it. If you are on the left saying, you know, we are nonpartisan when it comes to how we enforce the laws, that's, well, this is your opportunity to prove it. He's been held in contempt of Congress. And not only that, the thing that really amazes me is after this ruling came down, his response was like, well, I'm sorry to see that such an august body of people have decided to become a political, you know, hack. I mean, he made a snide political response. I'm talking about Garland. if he wanted to stay out of jail, you would have thought he would have said, look, can we compromise on this? Can we sit down and do something that, you know, I won't do the country any good being in this legal pickle. So the best thing to do would be to resolve it. I didn't think it would go this far. But, I mean, I would think that he could do that even now. But he's not going to do it.
Yeah, but you know what? My contention is you don't make a deal with a snake.
No.
Especially a venomous one.
Nah, well, that's all well and good, but I'm not talking about... I am talking. I think that the Congress would have to allow him to come back and negotiate, but that would make us look bigger if we did give him some wiggle room.
An opportunity.
Yeah.
An opportunity to show just cause to not lock him up.
Yeah. Well, it will be interesting. I think that...
Could he make that argument?
I can make the argument. I think right now he's holding firm. I think he believes that just because of his position at the Department of Justice, he can keep himself out of jail. And I think this is going to be interesting. If this inherent contempt, which I love what she said, like you said, she said I was on maternity leave and I took the manual and I read it. She read the rules of Congress. Yeah, she read the rules of Congress, and she found this and like, whoa, wait a second, inherent contempt. Well, you have to keep that in the. And it sounds to me like other members of Congress didn't even know that this was available to them because they hadn't taken the time to read it.
Well, that's one of the problems with Congress, both Democrat and Republican. They don't know the laws and the rules, and it's not designed for lawyers to be congressmen. That was never the intent, but that usually happens. Well, I've studied law in this. If you studied law, you know how to take the rules and bend them. You know, if you go into a judge's office or a lawyer's office, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of law books around, and all the case laws, and there's a law that goes to the left and a case law that goes to the right of every particular thing, because it's theater of the court. The finite law, throw it out the window. It's who's got the best argument.
Well, it will be interesting. She is quite an accomplished young lady. She's Anna Paulina Luna. She's 35, and I believe she's a lawyer. Maybe I'm wrong. But she was in the Air Force, I believe. Yes, she was in the Air Force, so she did serve her country. And she is apparently she's holding firm on her stance with this inherent contempt.
Well, she's got what, today or tomorrow? Probably today is the day to do it.
Well, I guess is it 2 days from? They have. She's gonna push this. I think you're going to find that this is going to, like you said, I think she's not going to wait around. She's probably right now talking to other congressmen. I'd like to meet this fathead in Ohio that bucked his party and didn't vote for the contempt.
Well, you know, he's got an election coming up, doesn't he?
Yep. You should remember this, folks, in Ohio. I can't remember the guy's name, but all you have to do is search it.
Now, didn't we gain somebody? I can't remember the guy's name, but we, in a special vote, we gained someone in the Congress because we had been losing people right and left, and now we gained one.
Well, we are still razor thin.
No, it's razor thin.
But we're still there. We're still there.
Well, you know what? Doing what they did, you know, with Merrick Garland, it is time to sit there and go right down the line as quick as possible. Quit arguing. Just go in and start marching down the line and, you know, get these clowns.
You know, I don't like this, all this impeachment stuff, but in a lot of these cases, especially with Biden's people, like I think Mayorkas should have been impeached. I think that was, ridiculous. And they passed his impeachment in Congress, and I guess the Senate shelved it on Mayorkas. But this is different. If she does the what do you call it, the inherent contempt. Even, you know, they're going to drag him back to the halls of Congress to stand in front of the Speaker of the House. That's exactly what they're going to do. I mean, they will send out the police, the Capitol Police, to bring him back. And like you said earlier, and it's true, there'll be a showdown at the Department of Justice, because they probably won't want to surrender him, and they'll have Congress will have the congressional police will have orders to go in there and get him.
Yeah, you know? I hope they I think it's probably protocol that they bring guns. I don't know. You know, I'm just saying, you know, all these tit for tat things.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I don't think you need a gun to go get them, to be honest with you. But I'm just saying, wouldn't that be something, you know, that you know, well, they had a gun on their holster when they came to get me.
Well, hey, listen, you did that in Mar-a-Lago, didn't you, huh?
Well, they had rifles in their hands.
I want
sharpshooters.
You know, this is going to probably shake down today. So keep your eyes on this.
By end of day, if not early this morning.
It's going to happen, I think, before the end of the week. And the end of the week is tomorrow, you know, so business week. So the other thing is this. Did you see, I was watching, this started this weekend, folks. There's something going on with Biden. I mean, there's something physically going on, seriously.
Talking about the G7 where he shows up going,
well, that was going to get to that. But it started, you know, they celebrated Juneteenth at the White House. A week before the actual holiday. Now, mind you, they don't do that with Veterans Day at the White House, but they did it for, you know, for Juneteenth. But he's got this group of people at the White House, and I guess they're playing music. You can't hear the audio track. Everyone around Biden is dancing, seriously. And Biden is standing in the center with this, it almost looks like someone hit freeze frame, grin on his face, and he's absolutely frozen, and everybody around him is bopping to the music, right? They're enjoying, and he has this goofy space cadet grin on his face, and it looks like someone hit freeze frame. And I mean, if there's somebody out there who says that that isn't really Joe, that's a android, it's robotics, this would be a situation where you might go, maybe they got something. Maybe they got something. Because literally, folks, you would have thought that it was like a still picture if you didn't see all the other people around him dancing. He's just stuck there.
Could have been a cardboard cutout for all we know. Well, I sent you that picture where they were talking about Biden and Kamala, and they're walking along, looking at each other, smiling, talking, and all that. And I said, what's wrong with this picture? Well, you know, he's a pretty tall guy. And in that picture, made her a pretty tall gal. But there was a crop picture because, you know, or cut, a bad paste job, because I've never seen them walking together, let alone talking and smiling like that. But they were walking by some flowers, so they had to, between him and her, had to have the flowers, and it was like a little square cut that was just pasted on to, you know, give you the illusion. Somebody didn't take the time to put it together right, like maybe put that there, crop the photos over. Oh, wait, his coat was in the way, so they had to paste it on top. So the scene never happens, which means the content of the story is false.
The G7, you know, first of all, folks, you know, the days of him walking down the long flight of stairs, I think that's over. He goes down the back short steps on the 747. And even with that, seeing him come down those stairs was an adventure. It was like a game show. Will he make it? He comes down the stairs, spaced out, and he has no idea where he is, or at least that's what he looks like. Okay, this is our commander-in-chief. This is the guy who is the closest to the nuclear football. This is the guy who is making all of the major decisions in our country, like make sure we secure the border, right?
I mean... Yeah, but he gets down, and then when he gets to the bottom of the stairs, he kind of like has to catch his balance, and then he's looking different ways and walking off, wandering away, like, which way do I go? Which way do I go?
Yeah.
Well, Darge, you know?
Well, you know, and somebody, I think, from Italy, I don't know, maybe is one of our ambassadors or something, came over and kind of took him by the arm, like, come, let's go for it's time to go for supper now, so let's just follow me.
There's ice cream ahead.
Yeah, and this is sad, folks. This is sad. You know, the other thing I was thinking about yesterday is you heard the excuse from special counsel Herr about why he didn't go after Joe Biden, you know, with his, you know, didn't go after him with any charges. And he said, well, you know, yeah, we had the evidence and we had the charges and we could have done it, but you know, he's an older guy, and his answers were very all over the place, and he seemed lost, and it would have been obvious to anybody that this is a man who isn't in full charge of his faculties. You know, this
well,
is
don't you think
this,
we should know that?
This is the special counsel, by the way, you know, talking about the current president of the United States. Right, exactly, exactly.
And,
but he didn't,
Merrick,
so he didn't file any charges. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if this guy's done all the things he's done wrong, does this mean that he just gets the opportunity to walk away because he's old?
Well, I think they're painting that picture, but the other thing that they're doing, I mean, Congress asked for the tapes, and they had the right to them. Merrick took them and classified them at one of the highest levels you can. I think it's second from the top, and they're put away, sealed. You can't get to them. You know, because you got to go through Merrick. So, yep, you know what? I do think that Anna needs to do what she's going to do today and lock him up, you know, and maybe that's the deal. Say, look, dude, you know, we want those if you want those handcuffs off. Plain and simple, because Congress and the American public has a right to know what was on that interview.
Well, I was thinking, though, if he committed all these crimes, he should go to jail. Yeah. You know, they say, well, would you put away a senile old man? I think we probably have a bunch of senile old men in prison, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. And look, you know, we can only surmise what Herr heard in that interview and is on those tapes. You know, but you're talking to a guy that thought he was in a friendly environment, and apparently he was. Who knows what he admitted to?
Yeah. Well, I'm not in favor of putting, you know, senile old men in prison. Just not for the sake of, not just for them being senile, but if a guy like Biden has been selling influence to the Chinese for money, you know. And if that's the real issue, by the way, that's the issue we should be talking about, not Hunter's throwing the gun in the dumpster. That's what they're trying to hide.
Yeah,
what
like school children, yeah,
yeah. They're shaking a rattle with their right hand and hoping you won't look at their left hand. You know, they don't want you to know that there are much bigger crimes that are being ignored here. You know, oh, I watched the leftist news. By the way, it is disgusting to see how in the tank mainstream media has become. It's really disgusting. MSNBC, you know, Microsoft National Broadcasting Company. That's, there were two companies that merged for that cable network, for that one, you know, thing. You would have thought they would have had some dignity, and then they haven't. They have no scruples, no standards. They used to have it at networks, or they used to have a department at the network, standards and practices. And they used to make sure that what happened on their networks was straightforward, honest, and above board. Standards and practices. That's long gone. That's long gone. Just look at, you know, Morning Joe with Mika and Joe. What a friggin' joke. What a joke. You have Gumby, I call him Gumby, Joe Scarborough, who used to tell everybody he was a conservative Republican, gag me with a spoon. This guy, he's not a conservative. This guy's an opportunist. This guy is somebody who has been conning the people ever since he's been in the public limelight. I think Mika is his third or fourth wife. He's got families out there that he's turned his back on, and now he's living with his co-host. I mean, what a friggin' joke, and he's criticizing Trump? And Mika, by the way, is the daughter of Leonid Brzezinski, who was an advisor to Jimmy Carter, and, you know, he was a big leftist. So
well,
I mean,
everything points left, so...
Yeah. I mean, we could go on and on and...
No fairness in the news. But, you know, the public is on to this. At least I believe they are.
I hope so, Bill.
Some of the grassroots people that I hear from, and I think that scares the left. I mean, Trump in Arizona is ahead of Biden by 8 points.
Yeah.
Nevada is looking to go Trump.
Yeah, didn't the governor of Nevada say it looks like we're going to lose it to
Yeah, he came out and said that, I think, yesterday or past couple of days. So, yeah, if things don't change, it's done. And everywhere I go, you know, now the interesting thing is there was a conversation that came up yesterday about somebody that was doing a piece of carpentry work and everything like that. And somebody said, boy, I'd like to take them and run them. Oh, don't do that because that's karma. And then, you know, yeah, but you want, you know, you'd like to knock off Trump. Well, that's different. And, you know, there are good people that are Democrats, but they have been fed this venomous cocktail that Trump is so bad and MAGA is so bad that we are dehumanized. Mm-hmm. We have no reason. We are the most vile thing and threat on earth that, you know, it's nothing to hate us. It's nothing that if they sat there and ran us over with their vehicle that they would feel bad about. They wouldn't lose an ounce of sleep. They would not feel guilty about it. They do not, you know, God's not going to get them for that, and there's no karma involved. That's just how they feel. That's what we're up against.
Well, last night at the congressional baseball game, a bunch of climate activists jumped onto the field, and if you haven't seen the video, go watch it, because the Capitol Police didn't waste a minute bringing down these doofuses who were running around on the field. I mean, there was no chance for them to unravel any banner. They were like on the field and on the ground and in cuffs, and off they went. And the crowd, by the way, there was no sympathy in the crowd at the congressional baseball game. They were chanting USA, 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 which must have driven the left nuts. And they also had in the crowd some Palestinian protesters, and they were heckled out of their seats. So it was not a good night to be a protester at the Capitol baseball game.
Now, speaking of hecklers, you got the Democratic convention coming up, and I don't know the date for it, but they're now taking the...
I just wanted to point out, Bill, before you get on to the convention, that the Republicans routed the Democrats 31-11 for the fourth straight congressional baseball game win. 31-11. Bill, it's like I think the Democrats must have left in the fifth inning and the Republicans just kept hitting. Holy, 31. That sounds like a football score.
Well, they're taking out their angst against the Democrats, I think. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, well.
Maybe that's an indication of what's going to happen.
Maybe they've pulled up their britches and grown a pair, as they say. But getting back to what I was talking about.
The convention,
the convention. They're taking the police now and giving them special training because of the threats of riots and stuff. Yeah. And I was thinking, you know, this almost sounds like... the setup for a production, a Steven Spielberg Star Wars thing. Got to have the good guys and you got to have
the
bad
guys.
Well,
you know who's directing the convention.
Yes, Steven Spielberg.
Yes.
And that's why I'm saying, okay, are they staging an event to get the left riled up like those dirty MAGAs?
Well.
You know, are we going to see a staged demonstration? Something that is orchestrated, but yet the good guys will march in, dun, da, 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 and the music will play, and Joe Biden will come out and going, we've quelled the dark side,
yeah.
The MAGA.
Hey, do you know, I saw, was it, were you and I talking about this yesterday about Carole King?
Well, yeah, that upsets me.
This is a lady who takes, literally, she's taken 60, 65 years of respectability and reputation and literally throwing it to the wind because, what does she do, Bill? I'll let you tell them what she did.
Well, here it is. I'll go to the top of this page here. I get both Democratic and Republican stuff. And by the way, when it says, hello, friend, you're not my frickin' friend.
Yes.
All right? This is not a movie, you know, The Invasion of the Pods. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. Hi, friend. It's Carole King. Today I'm asking you to join me in supporting President Dumbo, his campaign for reelection. If that's all you need to hear, please add a donation to this link.
Oh, yeah.
I've known Joe for a while. Have you, Carole? Seriously? Yeah. Do you really know him? Have you dined with him? Have you listened to him? He understands that what unites us is stronger than what divides us. Really, Carole?
Mm. Carole, rock your mailbox and wait for that check. Just stay by the mailbox.
Hold on, baby. It's on the way. The check is in the mail. You know, I know we can win this fight, but not without grassroots supporters like you, with Trump and his MAGA allies raising millions of dollars to attack Joe, and his record is of accomplishments.
Oh.
You know, it goes on
hey,
and on.
Hey, Carole, I have one thing to say to you. It's too late, baby. Yeah, it's too late.
yeah. I mean, look, you know.
Too late, baby.
There's, well, then, you know, you got Jimmy Kimmel that's out there. You've got Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's the picture I was talking about. That's their fundraising picture. If you're a lefty, you probably got it. That's the one I'm talking about. If, I guess they're walking where they planted the roses.
I think I played last week for you. I used to like the writings of John Grisham. When you know, I think there is a place for voicing your political opinion, but I don't think if you are somebody who relies on selling your books to both sides, you should open your mouth, or selling your records, your songs to both sides. Carole King, literally, with that one endorsement, has tainted my feelings toward her music.
I can really give two flips about her anymore. I really can. I don't care about her. And if I had an album, I'd go take them out in the yard and burn them. But I don't have her album. I don't have vinyl anymore. But, you know, I'm disgusted with that.
Well, I mean, I think Jimmy Kimmel, he's been a doofus for years. I mean, he's a leftist.
Out of all the lefty people that are, you know, showing up on these pro-Biden things, he's probably the only one, and maybe Carole, too, that have not been to Epstein Island, because what's the one thing that Trump says he's going to do when he first day?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to unseal those documents.
Ooh.
And we've already seen the list of out there, and the left is trying to debunk every single one of them, going, it's not true, but it is the list. It comes from the pilot, the plane logs, too.
I was reading an article. Who's the actor? Kevin Spacey.
Oh, I was thinking of him.
Were thinking of him. Sure, I know you were thinking of him. Yeah,
no, I was, but I wasn't thinking of him as pedophilia. I thought of him.
Anyway, Kevin Spacey, he did this, I guess he was being interviewed, and he said that he went to Africa on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express.
Right.
And he said, he talks about going on the plane. Oh, here it is. I started seeing reports online, things on my Twitter account, that I had flown to this guy, Jeffrey Epstein's island, and I had abused young girls. I mean, if you asked me in 2015, maybe even if you asked me in 2002, did I know a guy named Jeffrey Epstein, I probably would have said no. Well, of course, I have since learned who he is, and I have since been able to go back and find out that the airplane that we flew on for this humanitarian mission was owned by Jeffrey Epstein. Like he didn't know. He got on an airplane. He didn't know who was playing with. And to learn, he was actually on some of those flights, and this Maxwell woman was on some of those flights. I didn't know him. I've never spent any time with him. I was with the Clinton Foundation people. That's who I was with. But what he admits to is on these flights were young girls.
Mm-hmm.
Young girls were on these flights, but he didn't question that. You know, there's a lot of holes. And even, you know, even though he's gotten off, he's complaining now that he's broke.
Yeah.
He spent all his money on legal stuff.
Lost everything.
You know, and he's lost so much, and his reputation's been irreparably damaged and all this stuff. But the fact of the matter is, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
He admits, Bill, that he flew to Africa with Epstein.
Well, he has to. Yeah, there's plausible deniability, but when you have the pilot that turned over the flight records and, like a manifest, who's on this plane? They need to know that for certain reasons. One of them might be if they have a disaster, they want to know who they're, and nothing's left. There is some kind of log of who was on that plane, and all these names are showing up, you know, like his, and we knew that Clinton was on it, and he did a lot of Clinton Foundation stuff, and for them to sit there, now he's doing a fine dancer. Oh, I was on the plane.
Yeah, I
flew for free, but I didn't want to question anything.
I didn't know that Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were on the flight. You know,
I was on my phone playing solitaire the whole time, looking down.
How big is a plane? If let's say it's a 757, big plane, you still can walk from one end to the other in about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. I mean, it's not like you, and I'm sure he did. He knew who was on the plane. Come on.
Hey, there were shenanigans that went on the plane. You know, when on those things, don't tell me it didn't when they flew abroad. They literally flew abroad.
Yeah.
But they've got a hard time. Now, Trump was on the plane. He hopped a flight from Mar-a-Lago to New York.
Yeah, he got a ride. He hit, literally, his plane was being serviced. He had to get back to New York. He hitched a ride one time, and, you know, if you've ever flown from Miami to New York, it's about 2 hours, you know. It's not terribly long. You can fly up the coast in no time.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you've got Trump, you know, flies on it once. Obviously, there's no shenanigans there. Couldn't be in that amount of time. And they're going, oh, the Democrats, well, you know, he's Trump, and they infer all kinds of stuff.
Well, you know,
but you got Kevin Spacey and Clinton and all of this stuff. Well, they were on business, yeah. Oh, yeah, they took about 30 or 40 business trips to Epstein Island. Yeah,
you know how do you know how close Jeffrey Epstein was to Donald Trump?
Not that close.
Donald Trump, when he found out when rumors were that he was pedophile, this pervert,
kicked him off the property.
Kicked him off Mar-a-Lago. Could not come on the property. He blocked Jeffrey Epstein from coming on the property. Doesn't that say something, folks? You know, he was.
It
kept
should,
out.
But no, but you know, the Democrats will say, "Here's a picture of him and Jeff." Well, you know, there's a picture of Hillary and Jeff, Clinton and Epstein, and the whole nine yards, all the way down. All these people that were say that they were not on the island, but yet they've got pictures. Hell, Bill Clinton's got a picture of floating around of him sitting there in a dress in a lounge chair on Epstein's
Island.
It's not Hillary, it's Bill.
You know where you find that picture?
Where?
In the hallway at Jeffrey Epstein's mansion in New York.
Yeah, it was a painting rendered that had to be seen or posed for. Or somebody snapshotted it, and so they, oh, yeah, I'll paint that. I'll make that a real nice thing.
Bill Clinton in a blue dress. Honest to God. These people
devil
are
with
are
a
sick.
blue dress on, yeah.
I mean, what person in their right mind would put a picture of a former president of the United States in a dress and stick him on his in his lobby of his mansion? I mean, come on. Interesting thing, Bill, we talked about this yesterday. The Russians have moved some warships into Cuba. I'm sure most of our listeners have heard about this already. But what I found interesting is I went online this morning, and I didn't realize you could do this, but in real time,
yes,
you can see the sub-hunting airplanes of the United States of America flying down the coastline looking for Russian subs. And I'm thinking, wait a second, why is this on
because
the internet?
They didn't send down three ships. Now they're saying it's four ships plus a sub. Well, that's five. you know, basically when you got six or seven.
But, Bill, that's not the issue that I was pointing. What bothered me more than that was the fact that I could go online and I could see our response instantly on the internet.
Anybody can. You can track any flight just with a number and see it.
But this didn't show all the flights on the East Coast. This flight, this only showed our sub-Hunter flights.
Yeah.
Why don't we just give the enemy our flight plans when we make them before we take off, so it's a little more convenient for them? You know, I mean,
unfortunately, the transponders, there's probably a way that they do have a secret transponder frequency, but maybe they want them to know that we're flying over. Maybe this whole thing is a stage show by, you know, Biden's done certain things to taunt and tout, you know, and we knew that with what we're doing right now, there are NATO ships that are surrounding Russia. Right. On every piece of water there is. So I don't blame Putin for saying, yeah, it's war games, and having an armada floating 30 miles off the coast of the U.S. Well, we're saying, well, we got NATO nations. We've got all these warships all the way around. Okay, you fire, we fire. You know, how badly, you know, do you want to lose New York, Washington, Chicago, Atlanta, you know, and, you know, all the major cities? They can sit there and in a blink, wipe out the East Coast.
Well, Bill, what's going to happen if they forget Cuba? They're talking about going down from Cuba to Venezuela. What's to stop them from putting ICBMs in Venezuela pointed towards us?
What's to stop them if California right now is a state in disaster? And there's talking about what happens if California is taken out of the union and all of a sudden they become their own free state, their free land. Do they become, or Mexico in all of this turmoil reclaims, if we go to civil war here, reclaims California. Now, California is part of Mexico. Mexico goes, yeah, Russia, you can put ICBMs and nukes on our property, including California, and we'll be down south of the border there. All of a sudden, our hand has been called.
A different makeup of people in California today as opposed to 1830, you know, 1820. Right now, you have a lot of people who have moved west. Their families have moved west, and I don't think it would go quietly. Yeah, there are a lot of people who are from Latin America who have moved into California, a lot of illegals, big time. They call them, they want you to call them migrants now, but folks, they're illegal. I don't know how else to say it. They're illegal. They're here because they broke the law. If that isn't the definition of illegal, then what is? But they don't want you to say that because that's not being terribly touchy-feely. You know,
right.
You got to be delicate with these people. They're migrants. No, they're illegals. Trust me.
Yeah, and just so I got friends out in California. I got clients out in California, and a lot of Hispanics out there. It's interesting that of the people that I know, the population, they may not have always been conservative, but most of the Hispanic population out there, the living, working, breathing class, you know, the class that's just like you and me, they're Trump. They're all the way Trump.
Go to Texas, and you'll be surprised. The people who are the strongest anti-illegals are the legal residents who are Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
The legal residents in Texas, these are people who paid their dues and did it the right way. You know, their families have skin in the game. They didn't just walk in and claim something. They came across and earned something, and they look back and see, oh, my God, all that we did was, why did we do it if they're just handing this stuff to these people? So now I'm hearing, and you probably have seen the same thing on these leftist news organizations. I want to call them something else, but we are a family show. You hear them saying things like, well, now They're going to take all of the, if Trump gets in, he's going to take all of these people, round them up into camps, and then send them back. I heard Whoopi say on The View that it's racist, that they're taking these people because they're dark-skinned, you know, and putting them in camps and then sending them back. Gag me. Are you that frigging dumb? I understand something. Having been in media and having directed commercials and things like that in my life, I have worked with actors, and I know that, yes, some great actors are as dumb as a box of rocks. You may say, what do you mean, Jim? I mean that some great actors who can mimic beautifully and bring you to tears with their performance, when you talk to them about their own life, they can't find their car keys.
Yeah. I tend to say rocks are smarter. At least they keep their opinions to themselves. So,
Whoopi is what did Mark Twain once say? Better to remain silent and let them wonder as to your intelligence, as opposed to open your mouth and prove that you are stupid or something like that. I mean, better to have them think that you are stupid by lack of conversation than to open your mouth and prove them right. Yeah, something like that. And he was absolutely correct. You know, he also said something else which I thought was funny. Mark Twain did say, the more I learn about people as I get older, the more I appreciate my dog. Mm-hmm. This guy was a humorist. The world needs more Sam Clemens. But anyway, Whoopi Goldberg, I would suggest that you keep your opinions to yourself politically, because you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm sorry, you just don't. And some of the other people on The View, my God, you know, you give these. I wonder what would happen if you took the same program, stuck it on a major network like NBC, put a bunch of conservative women, you know, on there, and let them voice their opinion, what the response would be, you know, nationally. I mean, first of all, it might have a much better rating if you had the other side, you know, or maybe that's what you should call the program, The Other Side. Put it on NBC or one of the other networks and see what happens, you know, and have them voice their opinion. The View is disgustingly dumb. And I'll leave it at that.
They'll never let a conservative show on any of those networks. They just won't. And if one got on there and the ratings were doing well, they would somehow say that those numbers are fake, or they're, you know, they've been transposed or something stupid, that they have to get rid of the show. They're not going to admit the truth.
Mm. Hey, Bill, another interesting thing, you know, from the Joe Biden, let them fly around, no problem category comes this.
Mm-hmm.
On January 6th of this year, a Chinese student in the Newport News, Virginia area, he took a drone and he flew it over the Huntington Ingalls Industries facility. That is a contractor with top secret clearance. They do work on aircraft carriers and submarines and things like that. And this guy, this Chinese student, his name is Xi, he sent this drone up. He sent it up in bad weather. The weather was so bad as he lost his signal, and the drone crashed in a residential neighborhood into a tree. And the people found the drone and called the police. Police came by, and I guess it was handed over to the FBI. Oh, NCIS. It was NCIS who got it. And then they handed it over to the FBI. And I guess they looked at what was on the card, the memory card in the drone, and saw that it was top secret stuff. And they ended up detaining this guy, Xi. And I don't know what they're going to do with it. Maybe they're going to deport him. But I think he's here illegally. We have a ton of these Chinese illegals who have come across. Every day there's more and more.
$1,000, you can get a pretty nice drone that you can fly around, can be up there 20, 30 minutes, maybe tops, with an SD card in there, and you can film stuff. You can go by these places, and I don't know why. You know, they have radar there. They can pick up stuff. And but yeah, apparently these little drones,
they have software that you can actually shut a drone down in flight.
Right.
So why don't they have it over these facilities, these top secret?
Well, that's
facilities?
A good question. Unless we want them to know everything. I mean, hell, since Biden's been in, all of our secure bases and even farmland has gone to China. They're surrounding these places.
Hey, we had those balloons come down through, Minnesota, mm-hmm. Montana, and they came down right across the heartland of America, went over a bunch of our military bases. Biden looked at it. They didn't just fly over, by the way, folks. I don't know whether you were aware of this or not, but they actually, these balloons have to be maneuverable because they would get over a base and circle it. How does a balloon circle over a base?
Well, it's got some kind of maneuvering and propulsion capabilities then.
Well, why the heck didn't we knock it down? Yeah, my question is, why didn't the commander of these bases, forget the president, forget Washington, why didn't the commander of these bases just take them down?
There might be something in there. There could be some contagion in it. There could be some explosive, but most likely contagion. But when we see these things coming across the ocean, you know, hey, China, is that your balloon? No, it's not our balloon, so it's not yours. Nope, okay, shoot her down. You know, yeah, it's ours, but leave it alone. It's expected. Do you have documentation? If not, you can turn it around now because we don't want it coming over our space. Or we'll shoot it down. And then if they do nothing, shoot it down.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. But they, you know, not with this operation, these people in this administration, they're trying to play both sides of the street in Gaza. And, mm-hmm. and instead of being successful, they've made both sides angry at us. You know, I mean, these people, you couldn't make this stuff up. Talk about, when I see Anthony Blinken as our Secretary of State, I laugh. If mm-hmm. I were negotiating a contract with this guy, I'd eat him up. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, he talks like this, you know. His hobby, by the way, is rock and roll. He goes out on stage with his guitar, and I guess he has an alter ego. You know, who screams?
Thinks he's a rock star.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh yeah, yeah. So we have that situation with the drone flying over. And there's something else that I found on the internet, which made my head.
Gotta stay off that internet.
I spend too much time reading. You know,
you got too much time on your hands.
What if I told you there's talk now that aliens.
Oh, yeah, live amongst
aren't
us.
Coming, yeah, they're not coming from out of space. No, 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 no.
They live
what
here.
What if they're coming from inner space?
They have stealth technology, and they've been here all along. Well, you know what? It's a possibility.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of people who will tell you that there are reports that they have seen in Antarctica. You go in these tunnels that take you down very deep. You get to a point where the temperature starts to rise. Mm-hmm. And the deeper you go, the more control the temperature is. You get down to a certain area, and those, you know, it may be like 20 below zero on the surface. You go down into these tunnels, and it's like 65 degrees. And they have said... I think it was Admiral Byrd who said he saw, and he didn't talk about it when he was alive. I think he wrote it in one of his books, and it was published after he died. But he said that he saw whole cities in these tunnels in Antarctica, whole cities, crystal. He described them as crystal-like buildings. So this goes to what we're talking about now with the stealth technology. There's some people who are saying, hey, these people may be living amongst us on Earth, and they just have the ability to cloak, you know, to hide from us, which is...
Well, you know, that and that story could be out there as a distraction, could be the real thing. The writer in you would probably love this, in the fact that maybe they're on this planet, and this planet is a testing ground, or... They won't fight amongst themselves wherever they're from.
Yeah.
So they come here, and there's two sets of them, good and bad, or one side and the other, and we are their war game, so to speak.
Well, you know, I got to get to my keyboard.
There you go. So, there, yeah. You know, some other things.
That, fade in.
You know, yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it? You hear these stories. Yeah, you got to wonder, is this all a distraction? The government is being more open now about the possibility of UFOs, but they don't call them UFOs.
Well, it takes your eye off the ball.
But they don't call them UFOs anymore. They call them UAPs, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. They don't want to call them UFOs because that sounds old-fashioned and too spooky, you know?
Right.
So we'll call them UAPs because a lot of people don't know what a UAP is, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I call them WTFs, but, you know, anyway. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Fetterman. I mean, somebody won the Fetterman lottery over the weekend. He had an accident on Sunday.
He'll never get a job with Uber, I'll tell you that much.
No, he won't. Well, he was driving whatever his Chevy
Suburban
SUV
or something,
was.
One of his.
And
big...
he rear-ended at who's going way over the speed limit. They said this
it was 70.
It
was the speed limit was 70, and he was flying past it. Yeah.
Well, he's posted videos before of him driving going way over the speed limit, but he rear-ended with his wife. He rear-ended an Impala, and they said, "Yep, it was his fault." I'm going, yep, somebody just won the lottery there because, they're either going to get a big payout or they're going to say, they got suicidal.
Bill, I was thinking about this. Do you think that there's a lawsuit? Now, maybe this is just the fact that I'm a son of a trial lawyer, but.
You've been called son of a lot of things. But.
Yeah, I sure have been, yeah. but maybe. There's a lawsuit, not just with Fetterman, but against his doctors. Somebody had to authorize him, say, okay, yeah, John, you're well enough to drive now. Sure.
Yeah, that's true.
Get behind the wheel and go for a ride. Yeah, that's fine. You're going to drive back to Pennsylvania? Sure, hop in your car. No problem. You can drive.
If he had the stroke, I'm sure he's on medications, and if they have any kind of altering effect, he can't drive a vehicle. So that is an interesting question they have there. That remains to be seen, but it is a distraction. I'm just saying somebody won the lottery. Now, maybe a distraction, but important to watch, Puerto Rico. Their November elections. Now they're going, wait a minute, flag in the play. We got a problem with the Dominion machines. Apparently the machines are miscounting the votes, and they're going, we got an election coming up.
Yep. Yep, I saw the same story, and I think that I don't know whether it's going to make any difference. They're going to inspect the systems and see whether they're functioning properly or whether there's an inherent problem in the software.
And there's always been an inherent problem.
But if that's the case, Bill, if they find out in Puerto Rico that we can't use the machines because they're flawed, I would think that would throw Dominion's relationship for the November election in jeopardy, don't you think?
And then now that reopens the can of worms of, was the election stolen? No, let's not even say stolen. Was the election not legitimate because of faulty hardware?
And, we should also point out that Puerto Rico is not a big Republican territory. It's historically Democratic, so... This is going to be something you'll want to follow, because this could have ramifications throughout the entire electoral system for the 2024 election. If Puerto Rico says we can't use your systems because they are broken, they're faulty, then from that point on, any state that uses them, their votes can be challenged because, look at Puerto Rico. They inspected the systems, and they proved that they were faulty. Why didn't we do that in
Why don't we just go back to just paper ballots, that's it, the way it is, and then just make sure that every voter is verified. The account has to be done by a deadline, that's it. The votes have to be in at a time. Well, not everybody came in. So sad, too bad. The vote's over. And that goes Democrat or Republican. You have this time frame. If you don't use it, I'm sorry. And unless you're in the military, mail-in ballots, you know, unless there's a special exemption for you, and not everybody gets a special exemption, I sure as hell wouldn't, you know. No, you got to go vote.
You know, people may say, well, you know, they're much faster. No. Actually, since we started using computers, we don't have voting days. We have voting seasons because they go on and on and on. You know, when we had hand counts, manual hand counts, we had the votes by the end of the night, period.
Mm-hmm.
They do that in France now. In 1975, they said, no, we're going to go back to hand counting, manual counting. And they got their votes done in the evening.
Well, how many parties are there? Four?
Two majors and then some little ones, yeah.
So, okay, you got it. It's one, two, three, or four. Oh, okay, one. Another one for one. Oh, there's a four. Another one for one. Oh, there's another. Well, that's a three. Oh, here's a two, you know. And then you tally them up. That's it. End of story. But let's go to this computer thing where somebody can manipulate the software, the hardware, the whole nine, you know, yards, and then say, oh, no, it's legit.
They told us initially, well, the systems are not connected to the internet. And then we find out, of course, they're connected to the internet. You know, but they don't tell you that
anymore.
They have
to be connected to the internet to sit there and get all the votes tabulated. And, you know, have you noticed since we start using this software in computers that it takes longer to tabulate and call an election?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So what kind of technology? Yeah, what kind of technology is that? Transgender swimmer Leah Thomas.
Oh, I heard about that. What, you mean Will? That's his real name, William. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Will, but you know, he's going by man. He felt like, well, he was a man trapped inside a female's body. So, I don't know. You know, he said, "Go on the other side, and I'm going to swim on the other side." And the Olympics said, "Nope, not at our Olympics, William." So yep. He was blocked.
So
Ben Carson meeting up with Trump this weekend is
I guess he's one of the final choices. Maybe they're going to make the announcement this weekend about the VP choice. You know, Ben Carson would be, he's not a loud, garrulous kind of guy, but he's an honest, intelligent man. People say Ben Carson. You know, this is a totally gifted doctor. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a
very smart man.
Yeah. Another thing, one story that we should mention before the day is done. ICE arrests an illegal Guatemalan man, a gotaway. Mm-hmm. And he was charged with rape of a child in Massachusetts. Rape of a child. This is on Joe Biden, specifically. This is somebody who was flagged on through, right? Come on in. And he raped a child in Massachusetts. This is not unusual. It's happened before. It happened in, I think, January of 2023. A guy named Morales Quavido, raped a child also. So little children have been molested by some of these creeps that they've waved in. Oh, and by the way, you know those terrorists they found in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and New York?
Yeah.
Those terrorists, those eight terrorists, first of all, one of the people that I heard talking about this said his contacts say there was only one of these people found in Los Angeles. The rest were basically in New York, like six out of the eight. Were found in New York, and they were talking about bombs, okay?
Oh, nice.
And the government says, well, they came across and we vetted them. Well, I'm sorry, this says your vetting sucks, you know? Your vetting stinks, because if you allowed these guys to come in and they're on the terrorist watch list, what does it say about how you vetted them? What was your vetting process? Hi, are you breathing? Yes, all right. Come on, you can come on in. And they dump all their IDs, by the way, on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande. So when they come through, they can tell you that they're howdy doody, and you got to believe them. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
now
go ahead.
Hunter Biden last week, you know, Joe was asked if he would commute Hunter's sentence if he was found guilty. No, I'm a dad and all of that. Love our son, but. Whatever happens stands. But apparently on Air Force One, on the way to Italy, G7, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked the question, and she did not answer it, which kind of tells you that, now it's changed. And it's important because There's two sets of justice. Hunter was found guilty. He was guilty. He, you know, there was all the evidence pointed to him on a felonious count. Now, yes, it is a distraction. There's bigger fish to fry, but still, he's guilty. Now he's going to get to walk.
Did anybody believe Joe for 1 second when he said, he was asked the question point blank. I think it was David Muir who said, are you going to pardon Hunter if he's found guilty? No. You mean the pardon is not in the plans? Nope. And he said it, Biden said it quickly, and there was no equivocating. It was like, this is the answer, period. That's it. But as soon as he said it, you know, this is a guy who tells you that he was brought up in a black, Jewish, Hungarian, you know, community, that he used to march through Selma with all of the civil rights leaders.
You know, he consulted the founding fathers when they wrote the Constitution.
I believe it. George Washington and him were tight. They go way back. No, seriously. No joke.
Yeah, no joke. And they played pickleball together. So
I'm sure they did. Anyway, we've done it again, Bill. Another show in the can. If you want to contact us, all you have to do is go to our website at www.itsanotherday.com. www.itsanotherday.com or www.jimandbill.com. Some people think that's easier. www.jimandbill.com. And you can contact us, leave comments, you can say hello, you can send us an email, you can read, you can listen to all of our shows. We've got like 700 shows there. 700 shows, I mean, that's a lot of stuff. I mean, that's a lot of talk.
You know, there's people going back and listen to old shows. I'm going, why would they listen to that? But
because
there,
we're fascinating,
you
Bill. We're fascinating.
We're fascinating, yeah. Yes. We share a lot about ourselves.
Yes,
probably
we
too
do.
Much.
Yes. And if you want to send us money, that's fine, too. You know, we don't advertise in this show. A lot of shows. People say, well, maybe you haven't got a big enough audience. Well, they say that we're in the top 1% of all of the shows that are produced. So maybe
all
we
I can
should.
Tell you, when you do a show like this, if you're going to send something, you have three choices. Or all of the above.
Okay.
Lawyers, guns, and money. We need them all.
Yes. And with that, I think it's fair to say that we're done, and there's only one thing left to say.
Well, stick a fork in it. Hasta la vista, baby! We're out of here!
This is CRN America.